Thanks to our director, Daniel Brown, and our engineer, John Dryden. I'm Kim Lewis in Washington.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, boxing in Africa. Well, boxing is a combat sport in which two people, usually wearing protective gloves, throw punches at each other for a predetermined amount of time in a boxing ring. So, as gruesome as it is to some, is it a decent sport? What kind of discipline do you need? Is it evolving right now? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. On the beach in Hawaii. Now it's time to welcome to our show my colleague in the house, the one and only, the big man, Solomon Abo. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And all the way from Mombasa, Kenya, VOA Swahili reporter, Joseph Atikioko. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Shomari, for having me here.
No problem. And also from the city of Delaware in the U.S., welcome boxing guru Emmanuel Bandawe, a.k.a. The Boss. Welcome back.
Thank you, international journalist.
This edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing boxing. Okay, when we talk about boxing, who are the most successful boxers that we know? We have a list of them. But how many come from the continent of Africa? Are boxers from the western part always enjoy the riches that comes with this game? But also, have we seen some African boxers doing well? Maybe yes. There's a lot of them, actually, but we can name a few. But I wanted to know, as good as it is, why we don't have most boxers winning from the continent of Africa. Well, I spoke to Malam Hassan Jibia from Nigeria, and I wanted to know his take.
There are some, Nigerian boxers, African boxers coming up in the field. But, you know, the Mayweathers, the Mike Tysons, the Muhammad Alis have, dominated, this field. And even though they've retired, but it's more or less the European guys, Manny Pacquiao is just filling in. But let me tell you something, Sunday. Okay. You know, there's an African boxing style in northern Nigeria and Nigeria in general. Mm. It's called Dandi. That sport is more or less like the Western style boxing, right?
Okay.
And it was since back in the day. It used to be a sport, and there used to be this famous Mike Tyson of the House of Land, which is called Shago.
Mm.
And everybody now seems to be named Shago, this guy Shago, this guy Shago, this guy, because that guy used to be very, very famous when it comes to boxing. He has so many knockdowns that you cannot even count. There are some Nigerians, winning, but it just gets short-lived, they're doing well in a tournament, and then you find them just all of a sudden, they disappear.
Like the big man himself from Nigeria, Samuel Peter, who came to the WBC weight and made it, but and he disappeared. What happened?
so many of them, they tend to be in the field and they're famous. They've won this mostly. They play in the European League. You see them playing in London mostly. And then short-lived, victory, and that is they disappear most of it. It's because they suffer a serious knockdown or family trouble or health issues. years, and they just never make it. But frankly speaking, I think it's mostly lack of the necessary support that they need. You know, here you have a trainer, and that trainer is always with you. It tells you when to sleep, when to wake up, how to exercise. And I think more and more of that is lacking in Africa. You know, as people are beginning to appreciate, you know, the value of such sports, you know. It used to be just sports by a few. Nobody wants to go into the boxing ring for obvious reason, you know. Right. I don't want my face disfigured, you know.
Of course.
So people saw that as you have to be crazy. In the traditional Dembe I'm telling you about, people wrap their hands with this material. Mm. It's not like a glove. And that material contains broken bottles, you know?
What? Are you telling me this is like the movie Bloodsport?
It is that bad. They don't only suffer from concussion from the head to the head. They also suffer cuts while they're bouncing because they do all sort of stuff. That they wrap around their hands because putting all those bottles, I don't know, broken bottles, I don't know if it's still allowed or not, but there are people that used to believe in the superstition that when you go into, for example, a graveyard and you put the hand, the boxing hand, if it's either left or right, you put it inside a grave and you sleep there and then whoever you hit is going to get you a knockdown.
Thank you, Malam Hassan Jibia from Nigeria. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing boxing. Now, back to the studio. To become a boxer could be easy, but to win, that is the way to do it, and it's not easy. It's torturous, it's heavy, it's tough. And let me start with you, Josephat Kioko. Tell me the story here.
Boxing in Africa is still evolving. We do not have great boxers like we have the great from the UK, from the US, because some of the categories of boxing, like heavyweight, super heavyweight, we do not have very competitive Africans competing on the top flight boxing in the world. But one of the reasons, I think, is sort of facilitation and also sponsorship. And also the equipment to train boxers from early age. People go for other sports like football and athletics, but not in boxing. Investing in boxing in Africa is still the level is still down. But we are still yet to find top boxers doing heavyweight, super heavy, and winning. Although this does not mean they are not trying. Kenya, for example, here, when I was young, I was in primary school, I saw boxers from Kenya winning. And it's Robert Wangila. He's still the top boxer in Kenya who is still in the books of history for winning gold in the Olympics.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And then he turned to pro later after that.
Yeah. So Kenya is one of the countries that are really trying. Tanzania here, they're also trying, but we are yet to find the leading boxers to take on the super heavyweight of the world, the likes of Anthony Joshua. You see, we have not yet to reach that level.
Mm-hmm.
But still, Africa can still invest in boxing and win big.
Okay. Well, let me turn to you, Emmanuel Bandawe. We remember an African boxer known as Ayubu Kalule from Uganda. He won the world welterweight title in 1974 in Havana, Cuba. This world championship we're talking about here. But we don't see this happening a lot. And then he turned into pro in Denmark to win the world middle welterweight. He even fought Sugar Ray Leonard back then. Do you see people coming up? We don't see this a lot right now.
Ghana, they used to have one guy called Azuma.
Azuma Nelson in Ghana.
I forgot his name, but he was a very good boxer. Early 90s.
Right.
Zambians, they used to have a guy called Loti Mwale. They used to have Chisanda Muti. They used to have a guy, another one, I forgot his name too, because it's been a while. But I'm talking about Chisanda Muti and the Loti Mwale. Loti Mwale came to America to fight Mustafa Muhammad. And then he was prepared, but he fought. He beat everybody else, but he didn't know how American boxer fight. He didn't now know American boxer train. So what we're missing down there is the training. It's training and then the camp. I mean, atmosphere. You can't come, let's say I'm going to fight the American boxer, and then you're coming here 1 week before the fight. You lose, definitely. You have to come here, stay here at least 3 months. Because
that's
nobody
right.
else nowadays likes to fight. That's another problem we have. We don't find enough, a lot of boxers. We find the kids who want to be a boxer. Back then, yes. Now, no. Because everybody, so you look like you, Sunday or Kyoko down there, you got a pretty face, you're scared to be punched. You know? So, because, you know, me, I want to be a boxer. I'll play soccer. I'll play basketball. Everybody want to be like Michael Jordan, want to be like Magic Johnson, but the bottom line is, like, for us, it's soccer. For us, it's boxing. For us, it's, track and field, you know? So boxing, you have to go to start a camp. You have to start small. Muhammad Ali started fighting when he was 12 years old, when somebody stole his bike.
Yep.
And that chief police, he said, listen, man, you want your bike back? He said, yes, you're too skinny. Go to the gym. And then he went to the gym, and the rest of the story...
It's history. I know. And I remember, you know what I mean? But now...
It's a determination. Okay, you have to find the right people to train you, and then you can go further. Mike Tyson, he had Cass DiMatteo. The old man looked at the kid and they said, this kid is good. I can train him. So we're going to have a lot. For Africa right now, we have to go straight to basic. We have to go back to basic, straight to basic, start from the ground zero to build up. From the boxing, track and field, soccer, then we can come up.
Okay. Let me ask you, the one and only, the boxer himself, or the gym guy. You love the gym all the time. Solomon Abo. We talked about Azuma Nelson.
Of course.
Great fighter. They named it he's a hero in Ghana.
Yeah, he was inducted
Azuma
into
Nelson.
The Hall of
yes,
Fame.
Azuma
actually, the Boxing
Nelson.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
But I mean, I think most of
Where are the likes of these people today?
I mean,
what's happening?
So here's the problem.
They don't leave people training behind them. No legacy, no training. No, what is going on?
Well, I think some of them are actually doing that. But when you come to Ghana, it's quite different. Like, you know, there's been like, just like what happened, like the Dutch disease. There's so much focus on soccer, like especially in most West African countries at expense. So when you come to Ghana, the academies where like young people can go and play soccer while they're kids. Whereas like when it comes to like, you know, boxing and other sports and activities, like they've been relegated somehow to the background, right? But it seems to be a shift. So like, I mean, there's been a lot of boxers from Ghana. Azuma Nelson, Aikwote. Recently, I was watching the Breakfast.
Aikwote was good too.
Yeah, Breakfast Club, and then they asked Oscar De La Hoya, like, why did you become did you retire? And he said, I fought this guy from Ghana. I won the fight. I mean, that fight was like really.
That was really messy.
But you said like I couldn't walk after a week. I decided this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Really?
So people like Joshua Clote, there are some young ones who are also fighting. But I think the focus has been on other sporting activities because where I'm from in Accra, we fight. That's what we do. Like, you know, when you go and then you get in trouble and you fight, you get beaten, you come home and you tell your peers, they'll tell you, hey, when you go next time, you have to go and fight. Like, you know, my dad would say, like, you have to get ready. You got to fight the person. Like, you know, that's why when you come to Ghana, even Accra is where we have, like, most of the fighters concentrated. Recently, the president, I think the previous government actually invested in building a boxing arena and, like, you know, trying to invest in them. And I know Aikwote and a couple of others. Azuma Nelson also is having an academy to train younger people. So the focus hasn't been there as it's supposed to. Like, you know, we've not focused so much on boxing. And boxing has actually won us more titles, like, as a country than even soccer, even though we have a lot of prominent soccer players playing across the world, right?
Hold it right there. I'll come back to Imam to explain this on the promotion side of things, what's happening, and also Kyoko. Hold it right there. Boxing is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bungani in Washington, D.C. The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Dante, AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, with Solomon Abo, Emmanuel Bandawe, and Joseph Atikioko. Right now, discussing boxing in Africa. Well, in the list of top African boxers of all time, here are the names you might find out. Francois Botha, South Africa. Dick Tiger, Nigeria. Azuma Nelson, Ghana. John Mugabe, Uganda. Victor Well, South Africa. Brian Mitchell, South Africa. Ike Kote, Ghana. So, these are some of the elite boxers from Africa. But most of them are not beyond 2015. 2014 was Francois Botha, South Africa. So, what is going on here? Where are the likes of these great boxers today in Africa? I spoke to Ken Wihava, and I wanted to know his take.
Boxing is a sweet science. So it's called the sweet science.
Sweet science? Why sweet? That's interesting. Why sweet science?
Because I keep saying any fool can fight, but only wise men and women can box.
Okay.
So it's only for those who are very smart and those who know and love their style. It's unfortunate Muhammad Ali's case, but Parkinson's disease should not be associated with boxing. It's a disease that even non-boxers have at one time maybe suffered from.
That's very true. So tell me, Musa, you have been a coach for a while. Why we do not see the glory of boxing in Africa? What is going on with African boxing?
I think the economic factor plays a big role here. Because I think boxing still evolved, but in Africa, back where we were a few years back. Because even during those World Cup, the Mugabes and the like, but what has happened is a lot has changed, and we have left behind because I think partly due to poverty and lack of $1 billion support in terms of equipment and other facilities that we need. The other thing is the technical wing of boxing. Again, we lack all kinds of serious government support. Yet our coaches, those clinical training that bring us that far with the other nations, boxing nations. So, the third reason I think, like for example in Kenya, the corporate world left boxing. And now there's no proper support. So competitions have really gone down because these boxers are not very employed and they can't earn a living. Amateur boxing, the brand has really contributed to the quality standard that we currently see.
But coach, at the same time, you have mentioned the corporate leaving boxing, but also you have these former boxers. You have a lot of them that who had success. Why you are the coaches here and the technicals? Why are you not tapping into using also these guys and trying to bring back the corporate back to boxing? Because I think you still have boxing fans. Or are you saying the base of boxing fans is also gone forever in Africa?
No. What you're doing that in our country right now, we must blame a poor leadership also. That is in the sport, in boxing, for example. Right now, we are really fighting very hard to bring that change because we know what we're supposed to do, but the guys who are there right now are not doing it.
Thank you, Kane. We have it tonight on Let's Talk. We are discussing boxing in Africa. And back to the studio. Guys, some of the great boxers, like Manny Pacquiao, he said one time, he would not like to see his son, Emmanuel Jr., fighting. He told ESPN, and I quote, "I feel sad. I don't want him to box, but he really likes boxing." End of quote. So I was wondering, why not? Although some fighters like Julius Caesar Chavez, Leon Spinks, Chris Eubank, Aaron Pryor, Hector Camacho, Joe Frazier, Wilfredo Vasquez, these are a few who family picked up the business. Now, do we think that maybe some of the boxers think that this is not a thing for their family to do? And are we also mixing promotion? What is the missing link here when it comes to promotion, when it comes to help boxers to throw and grow, to thrive? Yes, what is the missing link here when it comes to some real serious promotion in African boxing?
Okay, as pointed out, Africa is still lacking behind in boxing. We do not have big promoters who can promote the sport to the highest level. And you think, you find that boxing is an Olympic sport. Africans take their boxers to the Olympics after every 4 years. That is on the amateur level. After that, those who turn professional, they lack the promoters who can take the sport to the highest level, earn good money, bring pride to Africa, and all that. In fact, just this weekend, Kenya was having the national championship right in Mombasa here. Not very many people turn out to watch the boxers fight in the national competition.
And how is the turnout?
Kyoko, free of charge.
So what is the turnout? Do you see that people are enthusiastic, showing a lot of people going in to watch these games? Or what's going on? Companies are coming in to promote. How do you feel the turnout and the heat within the society in Mombasa with these boxing championships?
People don't value boxing because it has not been well promoted. Sponsorship of the highest level, that can attract people. And going to the main stadium where the event is being held, it's not even promoted well for people to see on television and all that. Boxers, I normally talk to some boxers who are because most of the Kenyan boxers work in the Kenya police, in the military, and all the forces have the best boxers. But they seem demoralized that there's no good money earned in boxing. That's why we are saying promoters of the highest caliber are lacking in Africa. I used to watch Mike Tyson fight from late 80s to 90s as I was in school. He's come to my house today. He still finds newspapers, Mike Tyson, because it was well promoted. He fought good fights. And to go back where my colleague was speaking about Africa, when Joe Frazier fought Muhammad Ali in 1974, that was in Congo, in Africa.
Right.
That was the best point for Africa to take boxing to the highest level. That kind of promotion has not yet been followed
as much.
To later years up to now. People still find boxers struggling, and they are struggling. I love boxing myself. I watch boxing on television, and my colleagues in the office ask me, why are you watching this? It's a fight. I tell them it's a sport. So this sport needs better promoters in Africa.
Okay. We need better promoters. I remember we had several people who showed up in Tanzania, like Jamal Malinzi. He showed up trying to promote Rashid Matumla, Snake Boy, to go to his world title fights. We have seen other companies coming in trying to help these boxers to grow. Tell me, Emmanuel Bandawe, what needs to be done?
You need a good motivator, one. Still, you talk about like what Kamau Kyoko was talking about, say you need the good promoters, you need a good camp, and then you need to value these boxers. These kids, you have to tell them, this is seriously. You have to make sure that, okay, this is what you're going to do. You have to forget everything here. You have to wake up in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you go to the gym. You run. You come to the gym. After the gym, we go. You put a schedule for them. Once you put a schedule for them, then they'll know this is work. You train him seriously. If you remember Rocky 5 or Rocky 4, I think Rocky 5, when he fought that Russian guy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Rocky left. He leave America. He went to Russia. He had a house in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was the snow there, and then he was training on the snow. Right. He was cutting heavy trees.
Yeah.
So those are the things you need to prepare when you come, if you want to become a center stage.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, it's okay. You know, you talk about the Matumlas. They're very good. Those like those people are very good fighters.
Yes.
But they didn't get the proper ground. And then we don't have to... When you're fighting these local fighters, you fight with somebody from here, there, here, and there, and then you beat them, and then you think you're winning. That's not going to work.
You need to go to the international scene.
You have to come to the international scene.
Ah.
You have to fight with the real people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Look at these Mexicans now. Right now, that's what I told you. I mean, the Don King of boxing right now is Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya de la Renta.
As my colleague, my Ghanaian colleague, you say, that guy who beat Oscar De La Hoya stopped fighting because of that guy. Yes, for real. Because that boy from Ghana beat Oscar De La Hoya so badly. De La Hoya, see, he said, no, this is it.
He said, that's it, man.
That is it. And then he decided to become a boss.
A promote.
Okay, become a boss, but he's doing well because he's taking all down. Who ran the boxing world? He's Oscar De La Hoya. And then he's getting all the boxers from Mexico, Puerto Ricans. So that's all they're becoming the good boxers now in America.
We have to close it down. Hold it right there. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service, the Voice of America. We will be back.
I just want to handle you. Girl, I just see it for your body, say you wanna get down.
Get down on it.
But if all for me, I got the money.
Drop my money.
Ask me to see me, so I'm ready, baby. Girl, I go chop it like a bamboo.
Show tonight, where we lightheartedly explored boxing. A very big thank you to all the guests on this show. And I want to thank you, my colleague from Mombasa, Kenya, Josephat Kioko. Thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thanks so much, Shomari.
And I want to thank you all the way from Delaware in the U.S., Emmanuel Bandawe. Thank you for your time, brother.
I appreciate international journalists.
Anytime. And in studio, my colleague.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And my colleague is Solomon Abo, the big man.
I'm glad to be here.
And Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for an exciting edition of Let's Talk.
Our topic next week will be street foods. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17 hours 30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Promotion.